Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is an interior paint and primer in one with a top blasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Sean Atwood channel. It is a royal mess. It is Friday. We are getting into the Meghan Markle, the Prince Harry, the shenanigans of these two and the rest of the royals. I am joined right out the door with Lady Letitia and the wonderful Paula M. How is everyone doing? We've had a good week of spending time together this week, ladies. Oh, yeah. I have to say. It's been good. And I know Paula is eager to tell us
things. I thought we'd wait a little bit before people so we get more stuff, you know.
Yeah, we're gonna. But before we jump into that, Paula, how are you? What's been happening? How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing better. You know, I'm still puking. You know, thought that it was going to be over when they stopped the treatments, but apparently with the amount of radiation they pumped in me, I'm still suffering the side effects until the radiation leaves my body in some shape or form. Yeah. And I keep, you know, like, I'm so thankful I have a lot of hair because I get like, every time I brush my hair, because I brush my hair a lot, I get a lot like a fur ball, you know, of hair. Yeah. But that's, I don't care. I don't care if I end up being bald. I don't care. I just care that I don't have that thing anymore. So
yeah, too right. Well, listen, we all hope you know, sincerely pray that it's all over and done with for you.
Well, I got my test done today to test to see if there was, and it came out that clean. So,
oh yeah, good. Oh hell yeah, congratulations.
But I have to go next week again to get it done as well.
But you know,
they say every month, Ron, but screw it. I'm going to do it every week. I'm so free.
Every morning, Paula. Just do it every morning. Yeah, but this is what I'm saying. So currently, though, statistically, you're 100% success rate on follow-up checks. Awesome. Right? Oh, yeah. So it's only one checkup, but still 100% success rate. So, and yeah, I agree, Joanne. You are looking great, Paula. So it's good to see you, and it's good that you're on the mend. Lady Letitia, what is happening? How are you? What's been going on? You've got the ladybugs out in full force. How's the family? How's the family doing with the lurgy? I know you've all been sick.
Oh, so cute. Yeah, I didn't get to wear them for Halloween, so here we go.
Look at those nails. Ladybugs. How do you get stuff done with your nails, Letitia?
You know, when I go back to work, I'm going to have to cut these down so I'll be able to type. But other than that, I'm able to do everything.
Just put a tiny finger on the end of the nails, right?
Yes, that makes sense, Ron.
Use the tiny finger on the end of the nails type with.
And then the tiny finger, you put nails on the tiny finger, and then the tiny finger can have a tiny...
Yes! Uh-huh. It's a paradox, a never-ending paradox.
Don't give Ron any fuel, Maggie.
Ron's already Googling images now. You're just going to have to wait.
Exactly. Exactly. I don't need to do anything.
This is the next stage in human evolution, right? Convince me that I'm wrong. This is where this is a much better human design. Okay. This is what we all want. Right? Okay. Letitia, would you rather have 5 nails done or 25 nails done? Do you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying. So yeah, it's the future, man. We're evolving. We're evolving.
We are still sick. My family is sick for all of us. My baby, my husband, and myself. We're getting over something, but
it's shocking, is what it is. It's a shocking revelation, and I hope you feel better soon. I hope you all feel better soon, because there's nothing worse than the sea lion cough. Sea lion cough is just, it's not one. It's not the one. Okay, we're just clearing out some trash from the side chat. Maggie, how are you? Not seen you in a couple hours. What's been going on? Tell me all about it.
Well, what's happening is that I saw that Didi is complaining about his buffet, but we're talking about Harry and Meghan.
Yeah, we're on the Meghan. Yeah.
Do you know Jaguar Wright likes Harry and Meghan?
That's okay. No one's perfect. All right. No one's perfect. So we're all allowed to have our little flaws. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. But
are you kidding? I have friends that I have these friends in Barbados. I actually did a live about it. And I don't know if you guys saw it. She has a doctorate in psychology. She's very affluent in Barbados. And every time I do a video that is particularly tough on Meghan, she always WhatsApp me, Paula, you don't get it. It's the racism. And I'm going like, lady, you know, what are you talking about? You're black. This woman would never look at you twice. You know what I mean? It's like, and her family is very prominent, but she has incredible fans. And she's very well connected in Barbados. And it's like, you'd be surprised. And we laugh, you know, we laugh. And then whenever I tell her, give me one fact that is not based on, it's how Meghan feels. You know, like one fact.
Yeah.
And she goes, well, you know, it's her truth. And
Do you know, I think I found, just before we get started, all right, my day has been interesting. I found my new favorite bit of content on the internet, right? And it's all of the people who voted for Kamala reacting to the Trump win, right? There is absolutely.
I sent you one.
Don't like politics.
No, I love watching. It doesn't matter if it's politics, it doesn't matter. I would love watching people losing their mind. Okay. Mm-hmm. And wow, there is some passionate Americans. That's all I'm saying. There is some passion.
Nancy Pelosi goes on the podium and says, I'm not going to say it's a good morning because it's not. It's like, this is the secret, whatever she's doing still. And it's like, instead of calling for unity, because it is a good morning, whether people like it or not.
He's not about unity. Trump is not about unity.
Yeah, he is.
I'm not talking about Trump. I'm saying Pelosi. Oh,
sorry.
I'm saying Pelosi gets on the podium, and instead of giving an example, saying, you know what, let's get unified, she says that it's not a good morning because she didn't win. Oh. That sounds like a toddler who gets angry. And that at the end of the day, whether you like it or not, Leticia, democracy did work. People went out, voted.
No, what happened was some people didn't vote, didn't get out there and vote. And
then, get their vote. Oh, no.
I'm sorry to tell you, this is the highest.
Ron, that's your fault. That's your fault.
We will see how this 4 years or more turn out to be pure hell.
Nah, it'd be brilliant.
I hope so.
It's going to be brilliant. No, it's going to be brilliant, right? A lot of violence.
The only thing I have to say with you, Ron, the thing.
Yeah.
It is true that it's funny to watch the.
Oh, it's so funny.
so many actors just being so shocked that people are just not mindless robot
so
and
good.
Just following what they say.
My favorite one was Andrew Tate. My favorite one was Andrew Tate.
Let's play that. Actually, in fact, no, we'll wait until we're a little bit.
You don't want to see mine. So they are rough.
So good. Yeah, no. So it's got nothing to do with people not voting. It's got everything to do with Americans having the right thing.
Didn't vote.
But and Andrew Tate, I almost pee my pants.
Yeah, that we'll play the Andrew Tate later once we're past the dodgy watershed.
Why are we listening to Andrew Tate? Is it because he's having a meltdown?
No, it's just beautiful use of swear words.
Laughing at the people having a meltdown, but mostly the elite.
We are having a meltdown.
It's too funny. Oh, yeah. So just so I know, I want to encourage all of the people who voted for Kamala to have an emotional breakdown in your kitchen, put it on TikTok and tag me in it because I can't get enough.
Still trying to get over the fact that he won. I never thought that we would be here again, and here we are.
Oh, yeah, just to agree, none of us agree with Lady Leticia, right? But we still love her. We still love her.
I'm Canadian.
You know, that's what grown-ups do.
You don't have to live here. None of you have to live.
Exactly.
What's interesting?
It's your fault, Ron.
Thank you. None of you have to live here with him. None
of you have to. Your fault.
None of us. the only person on this
panel. Where my family lives.
Wow. Can we not talk over each other, ladies, please? Yeah, the only person on this panel who has a right to comment on this is Letitia. And yeah, everyone's hating on her because she voted for the wrong ones. Anyway, who cares?
There's no such thing as a wrong vote. No, I disagree with that. Letitia had every right to vote for whoever she is. But I think that people should be gracious and say, you know, a lot, this is a record thing, record height of voters that turned out. Letitia, pretty much when you get the Amish coming out to vote, I mean, it is massive. Have you seen the map? The actual map. Have you seen the actual map?
Let me say
this. By district, that the entire United States.
More people voted for Joe Biden than they voted for Kamala. That is
yeah, that was that rigged election, right? Yeah. That was that rigged election, right? With all the dead people that voted. Because it turns out it was a geriatric, senile old freaking
conspiracy theory.
No, conspiracy facts. No,
actually, Letitia, I'm not talking politics. I've talked about it before. I've shown the receipts.
It's your fault.
My son voted for the first time and we were still in Norway. So he did an online voting. He voted in Colorado because he's registered there.
Oh.
And weeks later, we got in Norway a letter from Pennsylvania thanking my son for his vote there. We went to the
U.S. in Colorado.
Colorado. So
he's registered there, Letitia. His father was born in Colorado.
I live in another country. I can still vote in America.
Yes, that's what's called in mail
voting. Listen.
At least you're an American who understands there's other countries. All right, that's a big, massive step. Do you know what I'm saying?
Of course, you don't know about that. Of course, this is what the mail-in vote does. You can vote for abroad. Even all embassies, the first thing they do is they send an email. You can come and vote here, or this is how they do. You can vote from online.
But don't you remember when they were trying to suppress the votes and stop people from mail-in votes?
Yep, that was during Biden, and that's when all the dead people voted, and that's the last time your party won. Anyway,
for anybody else, but I can tell you that my son did not vote for Biden in 2016 in Pennsylvania. Okay.
All right. So listen, let's bring up some Meghan and Harry news.
Oh yes, yes, guys. Okay.
Yes. There's actually news.
I know.
There's actual news that we're gonna talk about. Okay, guys. Yesterday. No, that's not it. I'll show you mine because it's important.
Oh yeah, we're gonna show your one. It's just a point of reference, man.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about this, guys, because this is my video, right? I did a video because I was watching yesterday the live conference because I got a tip that they were going to speak. They were going to give a little video before lunchtime. So I went online and I was watching the live because this was done live yesterday. Okay. They have gone and re-edited things about an hour and a half ago. But this is what was happening live yesterday. And we're just going to watch a little bit of my video. Watch this girl here. She's translating for the deaf, you know? So this is what's happening here. Now, this is the gentleman who is the host. And because they're dubbing all of it in Spanish, they're doing actual dubbing from English to Spanish, okay? The conference was held in English. So he is introducing the Children's Champions Organization, who wanted to send a message to the conference, and they're going to play their message before they break for lunch, right? But he is told that this is the Children's Champions Organization, and you're going to hear him very clearly say that. You're going to see the very confused deaf translator simply walking out. Okay, so let's see.
Along with Francia Marquez to get themselves in there. And he's speaking. Let me see. Harry and Meghan, that's why he's not even introducing them as such. Just for them. Gentlemen was...
Champions for Children.
Champions for Children.
In advance. Please keep in your mind the translator.
I'm laughing so hard.
So he sent...
El almuerzo, pero antes de eso tenemos un mensaje de Champions for Children que quieren estar acá.
That doesn't sound like Archul, right?
No.
That's Champions for Children. It is actually a very good organization in the United States that operates nationwide in all the hospitals for children. And they do sports and stuff, which is what he's saying right there in Spanish, right? So the Champions for Children organization wanted to send them a little message, and they're going to play it before they break for lunch.
En la protección de los niños han trabajado también en el apoyo de sus padres, particularmente en línea. Nos han enviado un mensaje
They're just saying that he's just saying, you know, that these people wanted to be gentlemen was led to believe who's the host of the thing. Not that Harry and Meghan are champions for children. It's the Champions for Children organization wanted to send a brief message for them, to them at the conference. So he doesn't even know that it's Harry and Meghan. That's why he's not even introducing them as such. Just wait. And I believe that this is Francia saying that they're saying that they have worked with. This is how they're speaking English. And this lady speaks English, so she could have easily translated the message. But listen.
En video, vamos a ver ese video y después tomar un receso para la almuerzo. Buenos días, gracias a los gobiernos de Colombia y
Suecia. Oh my God, look at her face. Look at her face. And it's going to get worse. Let me put this in slow-mo because she's, this gentleman is looking forward. They're just breaking for lunch. Everybody's getting get up to leave. This lady comes.
Y Suecia.
Look at that.
La
Oh my God. Oh my God. This is too nice. This, let's play it. It's, she's like, what the hell's going on?
La UNICEF, la OMS.
Okay, so that video when you the person is talking, that was at the global ministerial blah blah blah.
And I'm gonna show you the important part here.
Okay.
I'm going to show you, and then we, you can ask me questions because then I'm going to show you what they did. Okay. So I'm going to show you this. This is the 940 something. So this is the one where they're playing. Okay. This is the actual message that they're playing. This is just too funny. And then we're going to hear what Harry's saying. So just keep in mind that the host of the event thought it was the Children's Champions Organization, not the Archwell Foundation or anything like that. And the reason why Harry and Meghan are playing their own out to their...
Una conferencia
And that's it. That's it. That's all the plea at the conference. Oh, my God.
That's all you got. That's all they did.
They cut it off.
That's mad.
I can't even see it online. They cut it off, guys. And I kept waiting. I kept waiting. I even sent it this morning to Leticia, to Pidaina and to Kinsey Schofield. I sent it to them. And we were watching it, right? And because we were, and then they watched it, like, they just cut up. They cut that in the middle of the message. This is
Cola,
this
I think.
Yesterday. So, but listen to what they've done now, because an hour and like 41 minutes after I did my live and I posted it everywhere, this is what happened. I'm going to show you this right now, because then they edited the thing and you can see that here. These Max, are you showing it, Ron?
Yeah, yeah, I got you.
I'm going to play it in a little bit slow motion so you guys can see the difference, okay?
Let me just address someone in the side chat first. Rildon, this is about the royal family, mate, just in case you turned up and you thought it was a Diddy Fest, okay? Diddy Fest. We're back to the Diddy Fest at 10 o'clock, just so you know. Also, now that Kay Bell says something about a crown, I think we should all start wearing, like, royal-like things on a Friday. Right, crowns. We'll get some. Like, your girls still wear crowns, right? They're called crowns. It's the crowns for girls and crowns for boys, right?
Not Leticia.
Maggie was just about to don herself. There we go. Boom. That's what I'm talking about. Hell's yeah. So we'll get that done. So yeah. Anyway, please.
Are you ready for this? Because this is what people have to watch. This is, and now this was edited an hour and 41 minutes. Because I was doing refresh, and then it went change. It changed in front of me, literally. And then Pidaina was phoning me, Paula, did you see? And I said, yeah, I saw it. So here we go. I put it in slow motion.
Buenos días. Gracias a los gobiernos de Colombia y Suecia, la UNICEF, la OMS, y los representantes del secretario general de violencia contra los niños, partes del secretario UNICEF, la OMS, y los representantes del secretario general de violencia contra los niños para organizar el evento. El primero es que hay la...
I'm not going to put you through that, guys, because this is saying what they're saying.
Y es que And then, of course, they cut to the partition. Muchas gracias.
And there you go.
So thanks to the Duke and the Duke.
Muchas gracias al Duque y la Duquesa. Vamos a hacer un receso y nosotros sugerimos que regresemos a las 2.
Isn't it amazing? Because they didn't thank them anything. This was edited. Isn't it amazing, though, how things
It's change? Embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. And they can fucking sue me if they want because they know I'm not lying. I waited and I waited and I waited and I waited and I waited during the live saying maybe there was a glitch when it went like that. You know, like how it happens to me. Maybe it was a glitch or something. And then immediately, Harry and Meghan also released to People Magazine the video message saying, the surprise thing. It wasn't a surprise. I knew. And then they released it. They weren't counting that they were going to be cut off in the middle of the live. And this was their all night because this was a whole day conference. So it was like this the entire day because they couldn't cut the feed.
Wow.
You know, and they couldn't edit it while the feed was ongoing. And this morning after I did my video, an hour and 41 minutes, guys, they edited the thing in.
I mean, that doesn't surprise me, Paula.
Well, when I was watching your show earlier, I was like, I thought she was going to show, I was talking to myself, so I thought Paula was going to show them talking. And yeah. I never saw Harry and Meghan talking.
Yeah, we should start from the beginning. Because, Paula, you're starting from like 70% of the story. But
okay,
what is happening?
Okay, Harry and Meghan, okay, the host member there, they cut off the thing.
What is that conference?
The global conference. This is something that was held. Today is the last day. On the 7th and 8th of November. This is a global conference. It's the first time, and it was created by the Swedish government and World Health Organization in conjunction with UNICEF, right? And this is why Harry and Meghan wanted to go to Colombia, because this event is by invitation only. So they were not invited. Anything like that. They were not invited. If you can sign up as long as you were invited. They were never invited. So they thought if they went to Colombia, they would put pressure on this organization to have them as panel experts, but it didn't work. So what happened is that they came and instead they were Archwell managed to get in on the 6th on the day before, but this is not part of this conference. This is a separate conference, and they had this thing from the Parrot Network and this lady whose son died because he ordered bad fentanyl online, you know. But she's not an expert, but it was not part of this thing. So Harry and Meghan, they're not even invited. They're not anywhere you look in the website for this conference. They're nothing there. They didn't make any pledges, nothing. So yesterday, the host, the guy who's very, very, he's a very high respected member. All of them are introduced by rank, title, and name. So he's given, they were told that the Children's Champions organization had sent a little message and they wanted it played there, right? This was submitted by Francia Marquez, that corrupt VP who was touting Harry and Meghan in Colombia, right? So this is why this gentleman and the girl, that you know, the one that's doing the sign language, because they had been given a different message. This is why the lady with the sign language looks confused. Because that's not the message that they were supposed to play. So
and they infiltrated.
You can see her like rolling her eyes and it's like, and then she just.
Where did they come from?
She was confused.
Yes. And the gentleman, the host, is saying, we got a message from the Children's Champions who want this message played here. It's them. They did not seek them out. The Children's Champion, which is a well-known organization that does fantastic work across the USA and with children's hospitals, they used that and said,
This is why he's introducing them as the Children's Champions Organization.
Exactly. And when they realized that it was, when they, just a question, when they
when
realized
they cut off the thing, they cut off the feed.
They cut it off. That's what the thing. Okay.
And listen, what happened was they thought they had made a mistake and somebody had played the wrong tape, the wrong message. So they cut it off thinking we're going to fix it later on. But no, there was never a champion organization message. And then this afternoon around 11 my time, around 11 something my time, they suddenly edited and included the whole message after I'd done my video.
Right. So they probably put pressure on the thing to put their entire video.
Yeah.
And even then, I don't understand Spanish, but I had the impression that they were just thanking the Duke. Like they didn't try to make it more like official.
He was abused. You can see what the Duke and Duchess, you know, like he was suddenly told. You can hear it. This is how. And people say, "Oh, what does it matter?" It matters. Because these people are working towards a very nefarious agenda. I don't know if anybody of you in the side chat who works with Diddy and stuff like that, you guys have suffered a lot from censorship, which is why you don't hear about Diddy until now. Because Harry is fostering, and he's actually working very actively to promote censorship.
Yes.
You know, and this and during his speech, you know what he says during his speech? That it's time to get rid of those outdated legal systems that allow for people to get away with things. This is a moron who's getting away with not showing his visa application until now, because it is my humble opinion, and I'm saying my humble opinion, that he lied on his visa application and never reported that he did drugs. And this is not allegedly that he did drugs, because he has gone publicly saying
speaking
that he doesn't
him lying. Do you think that Trump is going to kick him out of the country? He said he was.
Yeah.
Let's pray. Will that make you like him a little? Just a little.
No, he said that he was going to let. He said that he was going to let the letter of the law. No. Trump said that if Harry lied in his application, then he would not get in the way of the letter of the law. That for him to suffer the legal consequences.
Oh, right. He said he would kick him out. So if he lied, he would kick him out. He also
said because that would be the law.
But can you imagine? This is why, and this is these are serious organizations. Okay, these are serious country. Now Harry and Meghan have attached and linked themselves. You know that they turned off the comments. They turned off the comments. If you go to the conference, they turned off the comments. What about free speech,
Paula? They keep interjecting themselves into stuff like this. That's all they do. But when, you know, when I was on your channel earlier watching the show, I was saying, why Paula didn't show the whole video? Like, why? And now I know.
It wasn't her choice.
If you watch my whole video, I explained what happened. But if you watch my whole video, it explains what happens. You didn't watch my whole video, Leticia.
I didn't watch my video. I didn't watch the whole thing. I was trying to get
to it. Because I'm watching it live, so I'm recording myself live. Like I'm waiting. Where is it?
Wow. I do wonder. How much can you guess that when we get the 2023 financial paper, we're gonna see a big donation to children, something something that they announce and that they ambush the Congress with. You know what there's going to be?
Who, Harry?
What'd you say?
You said, who's going to donate?
Archwell. You're going to, when we look at their financial paper of 2023 that we still don't have, remember when they said that there was 4 million missing and et cetera? Exactly. When are we going to get those financial paper? Yeah, it's 6 million. We agree. But yeah, so when they're going to get those paper, how much can you bet? That's the word in English. How much can you bet that there will be a donation to the children, whatever that Paula was saying?
Yeah, and look at Harry and Meghan wearing poppies. As soon as they found out that
poppies are just to remember everyone from the armed forces who've fallen in battle, whether it's in war or whatever.
That's family wear that, though. The royals.
No, but it's not for them. In the United States, it's not right now that they celebrate that. That's Memorial Day.
Okay.
Memorial Day is not here, but they're doing it because they want to keep the British traditions, a nation that they have denounced.
Yeah.
That they don't like the traditions, that they hate the culture, that they don't like the tradition. The traditions are stupid. Right.
I just want to answer Maria, Jose, and Ceres in the chat to say that they do not only receive donation, they do make donation. It's part of the whole censorship
thing. They're supposed to make donations.
No, they do. They do.
But they do very little. But they don't donate specific
place about censorship.
Yeah,
if you look into their paper. You will
but
see.
It's not a lot, is it?
They don't donate very much. They don't donate. No, because this is not allegedly run. We've seen the tax reports. The tax reports say they don't donate very much. In fact, out of the $13 million that they were donated the first time, they have over $8.9 million still in their bank accounts. After they had expenses, and the expenses were almost $2.63 million.
I pushed the wrong button, Paula.
From their own tax reports.
I pushed the wrong button. Yes.
I'm so sorry, Ron. I'm sorry for your pain.
This is a great conversation.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is an interior paint and primer in one with a top blasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. But yeah, no, they do not give a lot. And yes, in the first year, they received $10 million and $3 million. The $3 million was absolutely used in its entirety to give donation, which is a pattern when you look at their other financial paper. I have a degree and finance, you remember? So just to say that. So when you look at 2022, they received $2 million. They almost gave the entire $2 million in donation, but those donations are to specific organization about censorship, and the people that are always connected to it are Greg Newmark and the two brother from the foundation thing. Those people are in the Aspen Institute. So people think that Harry and Meghan are done with their censorship project, that's a lie. And yes, they do donate. They don't donate a lot, but they are financing campaign in the United States. They are trying to push an agenda that coincide with the left, that coincide with Kamala Harris. When you look at the money.
Yeah.
Like, I read those reports. They were so boring, but I did. Yes.
Don't think Kamala is trying to silence us.
But you know, like that one of the things, for example, to give the people on the side chat, for example, they got an award from the NAACP. Archwell donated $100,000. That's one of the donations, right? To the NAACP. And guess what happened when Harry and Meghan attended the NAACP? Archwell got an award for $100,000, which is tax-free.
So they paid for it.
So Harry and Meghan donated $100,000, and then NAACP gave them a $100,000 award. Can you believe that?
Wow.
That's not what happened.
What happened? One of their employees got the Archwell Foundation.
Yes. But Safia Noble. She's not one of their employees, but she's one of their ally. And it's, again, about the project of censorship. Yeah. Because the first prize that they received was when they denounced the royal family as racist. They got a prize for racism. And then when we saw that they were going to do nothing with that, then they, Archwell, and their donation, they created a new prize of $100,000, like Paula was saying, to give each year to one of their minion. Sasha Noble, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Think
they will get with trying to censor us, Paula and Maggie? Like, how, I mean, I know they're deep into doing it. Do you think they will be? Well, now Trump is now the president, so
I mean, if it went the other way in America, we would have woken up without jobs.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
That's okay. You don't have to believe it, but that's what would have happened.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't know if we didn't have a job.
Hillary Clinton is on record saying that she was putting forth an amendment with Kamala Harris for censorship of people. Right now, I can send you a whole clip of things.
Send it to me.
Yeah, I'll send it to you, of people saying that these media, these platforms, they think themselves as reporters, but they're not. They're just sick people who have access to a platform and they can say whatever they want. And they don't have a right to say whatever they want. This is Hillary Clinton. Okay.
Yeah.
So and this was a censorship thing that they were putting forth to shut down pretty much all of us on YouTube because they were advocating for only approved channels. She's
talking about the misinformation because there's some misinformation out there that is dangerous and detrimental to us. That
who choose what is dangerous? Well, who choose?
I mean, like if
what we're talking about right now could be considered dangerous. When they try to put name like misinformation and disinformation, they're just saying you, the people, you don't have the brain to choose what is good for you. So we will do it for you concerning our agenda.
You also need to see that. You also need to think.
But what if
10 years?
People like
wait, Leticia. You also need
say
to
say something after you.
You crack on. You crack on. I'll wait.
Now remember when Donald Trump was talking about the bleach. And during now there are some people out there that actually drank some bleach and died over that.
That's good. They're dumbasses. All the people who ate the Tide Pod.
But the thing is, I will not put my faith on the line because there are dumb people who exist. I would not drink the bleach even if I was pro Trump.
But you trust
most
people.
No, you choose to do it. We are not mindless robots. It's like when people say that Trump words are so powerful. Yes, they are. But
listen, I'm not being funny. There's 8.5 billion people on this planet. We need some people eating Tide Pods. We need some people drinking bleach. It's natural selection. Okay? Like, there's no saber-tooth. Listen, there's no saber-tooth tigers anymore. What? When you're nipping down to Walmart and the saber-tooth tiger's like, woof, right? There's none of that, okay? We need to weed out some people.
Okay?
And I'm okay. The babies, that's the parents' dumbass fault for leaving bleach out, okay? If your kids can get a hold of bleach, I'm just saying, maybe put it on a shelf. I'm just saying, right? As far as this goes with the information, Leticia, you've got to think 10, 20 years down the line, okay? So if they implicate a control of what you're allowed to know as dangerous information now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, that'll be whittled down to absolutely everything is under control. The mainstream media and the YouTube-style media, because if they shut down people's ability to make a living, right, by silencing them. It happened to me before. Like, my channel just got deleted one day, 7 years of work. Gonzo, almost 130,000 subscribers between them. So for me, it's the long plan, because I've seen stuff in this country be implicated right after the bombings on the bus after 9/11. We had terrorist attacks here. And we had people in the street saying, I'm willing to give up my freedom for liberty. Those are the sort of people that eat Tide Pods. Liberty and freedom are the same thing, okay? It's the same thing. You can't give up your freedom for freedom. It doesn't make any sense, right? So when we have individuals who don't see the bigger picture, you have to understand these little tiny things that are put in place now are for a bigger plan down the road. Censorship, shutting all of us up is at the top of their list. Okay. The fact that we can all gather here, that, the people that have got huge platforms, people whose voices have an impact, are the ones who get attacked. And it happens over and over and over and over again. So although it doesn't seem like a big deal now, Leticia, and I understand why you're
everything's a big deal, but I think you got to weigh your pros and cons. And I think there's just a lot of more danger when it comes to certain people being in power than others.
Yeah, that's okay.
Can I give you an example? the yes. other Harry and Meghan, because we are in the royal mess. We're supposed to talk about those two. Okay, but let's say they finance a paper that for $50,000 that was called Purpose. And I read that thing because it was 150 page. And all they did in that is invent reason to censor. So let's say they took three examples. The first example was Dylan Mulvaney, I think her name was, for the Bud Light commercial. They took Hunter Biden and they took Philip Schofield. And then for Dylan Mulvaney, they would say that they didn't find any hate speech, but that if we look between the line, it could be inferred. So that means that even if the person is not making publishing free hate speech, the person is still in the wrong for talking because it could hurt about the double meaning. So at the end of the day, they're just justifying taking our freedom. So it doesn't matter what we say. Anything that we say can be used against us, because if you have to go under the line and what do you mean and oh, blah, 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 then that just means that you can take whatever I say and just run with it. And yeah. they paid $50,000 just to write a report that the conclusion was that after 150 pages of research, they tried to find hate speech. They couldn't. And they were ready because their conclusion was already that there was hate speech in the Dylan Mulvaney situation. And when they didn't find any speech, any hate speech, they decided to invent some. By saying, yeah. well, if you read between the line, it could be inferred. That's yeah. what they do. It doesn't matter what you say. When they start saying certain information shouldn't get to you because you will not have the ability to comprehend if it's reality or not. Who are you to tell me what I think is reality or not? And that's the problem.
Yeah. No, go for it. No, even Harry. Even Harry in this speech that he just this little pre-recorded video, which was recorded at the end of August. Harry and Meghan have not been together since the end of August, since he left to like even a little before. This is that pre-recorded message.
Was it, Paula? It was pre-recorded. It's not new.
Yeah, it's not live. This is not a live message. That we're not talking. That we're not interacting live with the people. This is a pre-recorded message that was delivered to these people, even to the point that, in fact, Harry had, they get together and they do these things in bulk, you know, because they're not together that often. That and he's so stupid because he doesn't even change clothes, you know. He just, okay, let's do this, because he did another thing for what's it, here it is. He did another thing for the secret little soldiers that very same day. He put the scarf on, but he didn't remove the poppy. You know, I can show you the picture.
That says a lot. That says the question.
So they do that. This is pre-recorded and they just paste it on the letter and they put the date that it is and the message. I mean, it's pretty bad. He's so stupid because he was supposed to cover the poppy. So let me see. I'll put it up here because
the rumors are still fresh and new that these two are having marital problems.
Oh yeah. Okay, I'm gonna share it with you, Ron, so you can see.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And here it is, Harry.
Well, they haven't been seen together in what, a month?
And look at the monogram here, because usually it's H&M. Remember how it's integrated? It's not integrated.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And this is the thing that really bothered me. And he was supposed to put the scarf and cover the puppy, but and look how much he fluffs his hair up. I mean, it's embarrassing.
He wants to hide his alarming baldness. It's not his fault.
Yeah. And what they do with these guys, in case you know, because I work with this, when you have in certain offices and their security, we already have their signatures in file. So you just print it out with the signature. You just change the date or whatever. I don't know if you know that, Ron, right? You work with that?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, so this is not like he wrote the letter that day in here. No, somebody that printed it and they have the signature on file. But exactly. This is one of the parts, I don't know how you felt about this, but of course he's merching of Princess Diana.
Each of you carries a unique, I'm going to talk like a Harry. Each of you carries a unique story shaped by the bravery of a parent who served our country. I understand, perhaps more than most, the weight of losing a parent at a young age. So basically his pain, I mean, he understands pain more than most because he lost a parent. I mean, how, instead of saying, like you, I know the feeling of losing a parent.
Right.
But no, I understand more than you because my pain, I really felt pain. You didn't feel pain. Right. I felt. What do you guys made of that?
I mean, that's what he does all the time. He uses his mom as a way of sympathy, as a way of victimhood, as a way of, oh, poor me, and mine is worse than yours. But how insulting.
Yep.
Uh-oh, here comes somebody.
Yeah. Here comes
someone who? Is coming.
My daughter.
Is there a ghost?
Oh, okay, okay. Tiny.
I thought there was a ghost.
Yeah. Aww. That's right. She's loud. She's loud. She's right. She's a good girl. Right. You so
real quick, say hi. Say I'm not feeling well, but hello.
Hi. Oh,
okay,
so cute.
Say bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye. Too cute. Too cute. Right. No, but it's
arrogant because just to give you an example, guys, and I talked about this before. I'm not going to use the heavy words here, but there was this girl, this lady who used to work at my farm, and her little girl used to go to school. They used to walk along far away. And one time there was too much rain, so they were waiting for the rain to pass, and it got dark. On their way back, the little girl was around 7 years of age. The mother and the little girl, they were both jumped. And the little girl watched while she was being jumped as her mother was also being jumped and her mother was killed. She survived. I helped her with the operations and to get her back to as normal as possible. And you're telling me watching her mother die while she's being jumped and watching her mother being jumped mm-hmm. is less painful than Harry, that Harry would understand that. His mother was not wearing a seatbelt. And as much as I adore Princess Diana, because you guys know I'm a hardcore Princess Diana fan, but it doesn't compare. He doesn't understand him more than most.
Yeah, I agree with you. Harry and a weird sense of thing, because even when I was listening to, let's say, Jaguar Wright on the Popcorn Planet saying why she liked Meghan and Harry, there was always that, but you know, he lived so much when he was 12. Jaguar Wright.
Oh, God.
On Popcorn mean? Planet, she was saying that. Yeah.
He was. Okay. Did you know that, Paula? She was on Popcorn Planet.
I don't watch Popcorn Planet. It sucks.
I don't
Popcorn
either. Planet. I just happened to see Jaguar. And then exactly. I was like, oh.
I don't like to watch abusive content of an abusive man. I'm sorry. He was abusive towards me.
Yeah. He's just trying to be in the it crowd.
But yeah, so what interests me is the Jaguar Wright bit when she said that, oh, but you know, Harry, he has suffered so much. And that's because I think the world, that's why Harry thinks his pain and everyone else's pain is down there, because the world has shown too much empathy to him. The world is always giving him a pass because of that. But in the real world, if he was a real person, he would not be like at baby comme ça. He serait pas, the people would not treat him like a little baby.
And the thing is that we're talking Diddy here, right, guys? There's a lot of things we don't know about Harry. People are going out in the lamb saying, oh, he was not part of Diddy parties. Somebody told me he was, and let me give you a little bit of thing. Even in his there, he says that we found that he was partying at Courtney Cox's house and doing magic mushrooms and all kinds of things because he said so. Otherwise, we wouldn't have known. Harry has been, and the only reason we knew he was in Vegas partying was because somebody leaked some photos. Otherwise, we wouldn't have known. And another thing is, think of Verbier when he went on that weekend with his little friend in the French Alps, and he got rough with a teenager. to the point there was a bottle included. And it's not that she drank a bottle of something. There was a bottle. Right. And the next day, this poor girl was made to sign an NDA.
Wow.
Just think about that. The way he talks about women, how he mounted that woman, he outed this person. And then how he talked about Rebecca Brooks, and he's a chauvinistic pig. You know, he really is racist, chauvinistic. And then in this little video that you guys are watching, that the one that, you know, we were talking about that they did in this conference, Harry's talking how he plans to get rid of outdated legal systems. Which ones? Why would he get rid of outdated legal systems?
Exactly.
And it was the biggest freedom of speech.
Just to say, Jaguar Wright said that, yes, Harry and Meghan are on the tape. And there is something that happened in Ibiza. Look, say, how do you say it?
Ibiza.
Thank
you. So much come. Ibiza. Yes. So they say that they had some freaky thing in Ibiza.
Yep. With Eugenie. Eugenie was flown in a helicopter to attend. Eugenie, Fergie, and Beatrice were flown in private helicopter to go party with Diddy at the white parties. And I'm just kind of, you know what? You know what really bothers me that people are saying?
Allegedly.
No. He was flown. It's in the news. You can see her posing with Diddy. I've shown you the picture, Ron, from Getty Images.
Yep. I'm with you. I'm just, you can never be too safe.
Okay. The thing is that people don't understand that Harry is not a nice person. These people have been around the block, and Harry and Diddy, they do go a long way. Meghan Markle was at the launch of P. Diddy's fashion thing party that was held at Soho House. Meghan Markle was there. She's been in Soho House since at least 2012, when Ron Burkle, who's P. Diddy's business partner and the godfather to his children, to some of his children, is the owner of Soho House, a place that Meghan Markle called herself on interviews that was her headquarters in the world, no matter where they went. Meghan Markle is on record saying that she kept her suitcases there on weeks on end. So she has been around Diddy. She spent a whole month in 2012 in New York, September 2012, with Prince Andrew, allegedly. You got me to say allegedly there.
No, I agree, Paula. That was good.
You know, I don't have a problem when hoes say, you know what? I'm a hoe. I used to be a hoe. So what? I used to earn a living like that. But when a hoe, you catch being a hoe, then tries to be holier than thou and look down at other hoes, that bothers me. You have to be supportive of your fellow hoes, you know, former hoes.
Analogy.
Oh, damn.
You know, J-War, right? No, Yankee Wally. I love Yankee Wally because she was used to be trash and everything because of what she used to do. She was a madame kind of thing, you know? But she was always proud. She held herself by it. You know, she never hid it or pretending to be no. And then you have Jawar, who says, I used to be a dominatrix. She owns her ship. You know, it's like, this is who I am. And she doesn't look down on any other person who's a dominatrix and you're a dominatrix. Oh my God, how shocking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meghan and Harry are so weird that they are going to accuse. They're going to accuse the royal family of racism.
No, but you know, Meghan Markle looking down on the women at the Deal or No Deal because she felt objectified. Oh, you know, they made me wear chicken fillets for my boobs, fake eyelashes, fake tan, fake hair. What's the difference? She's gone full circle. Fake eyelashes, black face, and her ass off everywhere. And you know, and now she's looking down at Deal or No Deal. If she felt so objectified on the, I would have left on the first one, especially because she didn't need it because she had a boyfriend and she's been living off of men. But no, she went back 34 times to feel objectified.
And Paula, what about her 90210 moment when she was in that car?
90210 blow.
90210.
Yeah.
No, but can you imagine Jawar looking down at another person for being a dominatrix? Oh my God, how disgusting. You're a dominatrix. Never. She says, I was a dominatrix. I got people walking like dogs or someone on a leash or whatever. You know, I love that. You know, but Meghan Markle is like, we've had Kevin Blatt. I don't know if you guys know in the chat who Kevin Blatt is, but he's a Hollywood fixer. And he told us, I watched Meghan Markle's tape, sex tape. And she was going to town to that with that photographer, you know?
I'm actually going to go. I'm just looking. I just searched Kevin Blatt in on my hard drives. So I'm going to see if we've still got that episode, because if we do, I'll maybe put that up next week. Because that
I
Kevin
have mine Blatt, if you want, because I asked him everything, but I have mine if you ever want it. But you should have it because you.
Yeah, we should have it.
My, my life. I did a live with him, and we found out during that live, because he said, I said, we all ask him, is that, but how was it that you knew that it was real? Because the guy phoned me, the guy in the tape phoned me out of the blue, whom I haven't heard from years, saying not to, because he found out that somebody had sent me the tape and I was shopping it around, and I was, and he said he didn't want to because he'd been warned and he didn't want anything. And then he said that Meghan Markle was tossing salad like crazy. And then he said that he knew it was her because she had her watch. You know that Cartier watch that she
Oh, wait, hang on, hang on. We need a big allegedly for all this stuff. Hang on a second.
Wait a minute. She said tossing a salad.
Yeah, I know. I'm just getting this up here. Here we go.
I should have gotten to my video. I can show you Kevin Blatt's video if you want.
Yeah.
No,
allegedly.
All right.
Continue.
So when he said that, there was this moment in the live when he says, I know it's her because she had her watch that she said she bought. And I'm like, it can't be. And I go, why? That means that this was 2012 when she was married to Trevor. And he goes, what? Because he didn't know she was married.
Oh,
I don't know what. Oh, I know what is going on.
Said, in June 2012. She did an interview and she said that she had bought herself a watch after she made the first money from Meghan, you know, from her show. She bought herself a Cartier watch, a gold tank Cartier watch like Princess Diana, but the cheaper version, right? And she's like, and when he said that, I said, are you sure? He goes, yeah. And then he showed me because he shows me and it's like, oh my God. And it's like that was her. And then when I told him that, he goes, oh my God. So yeah, that was in 2012. And she has the watch and he showed me a little clip of it.
I love the fact that you have the interview already ready with you. Well, I don't see you. I just see Thor, Kevin Blatt, and Pidina.
And
can I just say, right? I've just realized who my celebrity lookalike is, right? And I mean, it's the freaking Cowardly Lion, ain't it?
It's the Thor guy.
Like, look at this hairdo here, right? This is straight up.
You look like Thor. I'm saying that's like Thor.
Straight up. You look like Thor.
God of Thunder.
No, like Wish.com Thor. Yeah, really like Wish. Timu Thor. But yeah, I've got this. I'll upload this for next week. So that this is a little treat.
I was in shock because he learned that too. He goes, had she married Trevor by then? And I said, she had been living with him for years. And then he said, by 2012, God. They got married in 2011.
What the hell is this? How have I put myself on the internet like this? Like, what is going on? Like, what? Yes. Why does it look like I'm wearing Kevin's hat in the background as well? Like, what is going on? This is before I shaved the sides off. This is before I shaved the sides off.
No, you were growing them, I think, and it was puffy.
What is this?
You were growing like Thor from Avengers, the last one.
You shouldn't be able to click anywhere on a video and look like you've escaped from like a severe, severe mental health ward. What?
You always look like that, Ron.
It's like the seven steps of recovery. You've got like depression, then you've got like acceptance. And then you've got joy. It's the full circle, man. It's the full circle, yo. But yeah, I'll make sure this cup's uploaded because this is a really interesting one.
The one I have is really brutal because he goes into it. I mean, I start the video by giving a background of who he is. So you know people in the side chat, He's the one who leaked Paris Hilton tape, and he was sued by 20 million, and he lost the lawsuit clearly. Yeah. And he was laughing about it because he said, when you lose by so much, you don't have to worry about it because you know you're never going to pay it.
You're going to be able to pay it, right? Yeah.
If she sued me for like 300,000, then I would have been in trouble because then it is feasible that he could come up with $300,000, you know? Yeah. But so he's the guy who leaked Paris Hilton tape. And he also, in my video,
Kardashians too, right? It was a Kardashians too.
Yes, he said there in my life, he said that Kris Jenner came to him with Kim Kardashian's tape for her because he had been so successful at leaking Paris Hilton, and you know Paris Hilton. So she came to him and he looked at the tape and said, "Okay, leave it with me and I'll look it over." But when he looked it over, he said it was so boring, you know.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, he refers to himself as a celebrity sex tape broker, right? And he's released and handled some of the biggest celebrity sex tapes. You will never meet another celebrity sex tape broker in your whole life. There's only one. There's only one per generation. All right,
and Kevin. That was pretty. Kevin
was is he an avatar one? There's
only one. I am from Quebec. I'm with you.
He said that Kris Jenner was so desperate that he sat on it for too long, and then before he knew it, she'd gone to the person who ended up leaking the tape. But Kris Jenner saying, according to him, saying that it was the guy, it was Ray J or whatever, it wasn't, because she came to him first with the tape and said, you know, can you do this, what you did for Paris? And I'm not going to sue you, because after he was sued, he said, well, if I do this, you better not sue me.
Right.
You know? So there were, then when he looked at the tape, he said it was so boring. It was different with Paris Hilton, because Paris Hilton was Paris Hilton even back then. Whereas Kim Kardashian, you know, and he said...
Man was impressed by Megan's skills.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is an interior paint and primer in one with a top lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
I'll be honest with you. When I met Kevin, like a very young 16-year-old version of myself thanked him for what he gave to the world. I'm not going to lie. I remember the day that a small Vietnamese woman came into a shop that I was working in with a bunch of pirated DVDs inside little ice cream, like little plastic baggies, right? Telling you, man, that was a wild day.
Change your life. Yeah, Paula, that man said that Megan was good.
Oh, he said that. This is how he described it. Because he also said that. You know who he works with? You know who he is friends with? Stormy Daniels, the woman who sued Trump.
Oh.
Yeah, he hates Trump, right? So he was like, so he works with these kind of adult entertainers.
Professional. Yes.
And he said,
does she look like she can have sex to you guys?
But listen, he goes,
listen.
Oh, no, we're not going to say that. We're not going to say that on the internet, brain. Thank you.
Give me the tea. Give me the tea.
So he said that he said in my life, he's been around. I said, damn, I've been around a lot of these ladies who do this for a living. And I never seen anybody do what Megan did. She was salad, right? And she was really into it.
Yeah, I called it. I'm sorry, but I called that. I said that to you last year when we first met. That I'm telling you, the reason that she got that prince is because she got some skills. You know what I'm saying? Harry gets to self-medicate. Yeah. He gets to self-medicate. Oh, hang on a second. Let me just tell the story in a way that's legally safer. So I think that he gets to use his substances allegedly, and then just goes has a madness. Because you got to remember, right? A lot of the women that he would have been around, other than, you know, ladies of the evening, I imagine would have been quite traditional, upstanding, you know, ladylike ladies. I'm not saying some of them won't have been absolute freak shows, right? But I think Megan, I mean, when you look at the yacht side of it all, and then the Soho side of it all, and then the fact that she can't use an iron and still gets a husband, so she's doing something, right? So I'm just saying, there's my take on it.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
No. Oh yeah, but we'll watch the videos with Kevin Blatt. I have it. I mean, we can play a little clip if Ron wants to. I have it ready.
If you've got a clip ready, hell yeah. Because I've got mine loaded up.
Yeah, let me just pull it up because it's too funny. Jeez. I mean, I was laughing because he was shocked to find out.
Yeah, I am too.
You know that she was married because he said it really clicked when he said that that Meghan Markle.
I just cannot sit still. Yeah. Like I've got a problem with sitting still. Like what? We
call that ADHD. Let your ADHD fly.
This is my live interview here. You can share it, Ron.
But I'm going to say it. Yeah.
Fuck. Like, what am I doing?
I saw on the side chat someone say the spicy puntang. Like, I do believe that she has a spicy puntang.
I'm sharing something here. I'm sharing something, Ron, so you can share it.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry. There's going to be a Randy. If you're not in the side chat here, I'm going to send you this video. You need to be screenshotting some of these facial expressions. These are absolute gold. Absolute gold. Right. Sorry.
Paul, I have the video if you want to. Yeah. Let's see. He's talking there, I think, about the.
You're so pretty.
Isn't she?
Oh, no. She looks way better. Come on. Oh, sorry, no. On the Paula scale, she's about a 6.5 in this video. She's a 10.
Yeah.
I love the lipstick.
They're lying to you, Paula. Don't listen to this. This is propaganda.
So the way it works in California, if I understand correctly, is that both parties have to agree for that tape to be made public. Because if one of the parties is not in agreement, then they can be sued. Right?
That's correct.
So for Paris Hilton, did she sue the guy?
She sued Rick Solomon. She sued me. Her parents sued me. I got sued. And the funny part was the magic number seemed to be $20 million. Everybody kept suing everybody for $20 million. And to be honest with you, when you don't have $20 million, you don't get too scared about it. I mean, it was scary for me the first time I got sued because I had never been sued before. I'm just a preppy, nice Jewish boy living down in San Diego. I'm living on a golf course. None of my neighbors knew who I was or what I did. I kind of kept to myself being in the adult business at that time. And when the news broke, there was news trucks on my... on the bluffs outside my front door. And I was literally jumping out my back window and running away from lawyers trying to serve me and media. And that's when I realized this is a pretty big deal. And it wasn't until... I remember the night before I appeared on the Howard Stern show to break the story of the Paris Hilton sex thing. David Letterman's top 10 list that night was the top 10 reasons why Paris Hilton made a sex tape. And it was all comedy. Yeah. But as I laid in bed, knowing that I was about to embark on a media junket, if you will, promoting this take for our website, sexbrack.com at that time. That's when I realized this is a really big deal. My heart started pounding. I'm like, man, this is a big story. It became the biggest story of 2003. And here we are 20 years later. We're celebrating the 20th anniversary of the Paris Hilton sex tape this year. If somebody would have told me, Paula, that all these years later, we'd still be talking about this, or I'd still be making a living with sex tapes, I would have said there's no way. No way.
Yeah,
I didn't think people would be dumb enough to continue making tapes. Number one, but you know what? You know what changed it all?
But the internet, yeah, because then everybody's doing it. You know, let's see if I can get. But it for me to call you is because there is something out there. So I want you to either get rid of it or sell it for me. Are you talking about that? Wait,
in fact, a lawyer, Marty Singer, had contacted me. And I believe the cameras were in his office filming the phone call. He knew damn right well there was no other doctors or trying to be sold. It was just to perpetuate this lie that continues to this day. Vivid Video, when they put out that video, Kim K Superstar with Ray J.
Siegel?
That jewel box and the
Siegel, website. It's called One Night in Paris. It's called One Night in Paris, Siegel. Okay, Google that shizzle.
Okay.
Yeah, it is very, very boring. Okay, it is very boring.
He's talking about Kim K. He's talking about Kim K now.
Okay.
5'7", which as I just explained to you, you have to put out commercially, which means that Kim Kardashian supplied two pieces of identification showing that she was over 18 and gave her permission.
Yeah. But why is she attacking this gentleman then so much? Because he's actually quite upset because he was very, I believe, but then again, I don't know anymore from what you tell me. I think that he was actually genuinely upset, unless I'm wrong, of course.
I keep thinking that you're talking on the panel when you're talking in this video.
What?
I keep thinking you're talking on the panel.
Where's the part about him again?
here, we're going to go.
Manipulated.
Yeah.
Or it's sugar-coated, or it's spun in a way that it's not real. When they talk about Tinseltown, they talk about, you know, the boulevard.
That's on Ellen. She didn't bring that up, you know.
Right. But I wonder if the family knows about this or knows.
Oh, there we go.
You got to understand something else, Paula, that when one of these scandals happens, there's a lot more people than just the celebrity that get affected by it, right? So the celebrity always has an entourage. That starts with a makeup artist, right? An agent, an assistant, a lawyer, an agent, a manager. There's six people right there that I just named that are dependent on that celebrity. So if that celebrity makes $20 million a year, she could afford to employ all these people and make more money. But what happens when this thing hurts their career and shuts down whatever they got going on? Guess who now loses out of the money? The assistant, the agent, the manager, the lawyer. There's a lot of people are dependent on a lot of very successful celebrities out here.
So basically, you contacted the lawyer, Meghan Markle's lawyer. You told him there's this thing going on around. What do you want me to do with it? You gave him the options, I assume. And then he said, oh, that's not her. And then the next thing you know, the photographer who had given the tape to this woman in Toronto years earlier suddenly contacted her out of the blue, freaking out, asking her to destroy the tape, and then you never heard anything from it again.
Nope.
And the guy, have you talked to the guy or the woman after?
Never spoke to the photographer. I have no relationship with him. She had hit me up or something along the lines. She told me that happened, and then she went completely dark on me. But again, I know who the woman is. I know she's a very successful businesswoman. And I know that if she were watching your show, she would be freaking out right now. Actually, I'm going to be honest with you, Paula. And I knew that you weren't going to get this today. I knew that you woke up today not knowing what we were going to talk about or what was going to happen.
No.
So you probably never expected to get this story, because I've never talked about this story. I talked about it once on a podcast with Tom Segura and Christine Pajitsky called YMH, Your Mom's House.com. And I never specifically said her name. I just said there was a woman who married into a family of royalty. And I kind of like skipped around it, but German press and all kinds of people picked up on it. And it's online if you Google it.
No, I Googled it. I saw you in that podcast with people talking and stuff like that. Yeah. But I'm very surprised, I got to tell you, because this is right around February 2018, which means that if this had gotten out, probably she wouldn't have married Harry.
Well, I could tell you that the royal family would have put a kibosh on it. I think they would have. It's funny how it all turned out anyway.
But do you think that the royal family was involved in any sense? Because, you see, I don't see Meghan Markle having that kind of power to scare this guy off, you know, or this woman. I don't see her.
So here's the thing. The lawyer that I worked with at the time, he said to me specifically, I don't want to touch this case. And I don't think you should either. In fact, if I were you, I would walk away very fast. And I said, why? You know, we all like money. And he said, because A, you don't want MI6 or Her Majesty's Secret Service or the FBI or Interpol looking into your affairs. Do you really need the aggravation?
Ooh.
And I said, but Keith, this is really her. We can prove it's her. And he goes, again, this woman doesn't have the legal right to put this tape out. And if she's trying to sell it back in such a way, if it's not done right, or she doesn't retain the right lawyers, and again, I'm not licensed to practice in England either. That was the other problem, is that we couldn't control what happens in London, right? So he was like, I would just assume walk away from this. There's just no upside to this, and it's all downside risk, and we don't need the emulation. And that's why I walked away from it. Mm. It's just funny now that all these years later, you know, you found out how racist this family was toward her. You found out that she was so disliked. But I wonder if the family knows about this or knows that there might be other tapes. Who knows?
You know what I think has happened? Because I see Megan do this all the time, especially now, that she uses people's names. Like, for example, when she started dating Harry, she started going to restaurants and saying, I'm dating a prince. So to get herself the best tables and stuff like that, to get herself in magazines, when she suddenly found herself with a lot of, you know, that she was dating Harry, because
right,
that was good.
You know that I've been talking about in my channel, that the royal family must have known
it's a good interview. All of this,
but they still allowed her to marry Harry because he's an idiot and he was hell bent on marrying this woman. I don't know if to rebel against the family or whatever, because you know I am sure that. But then again, because. The one that died.
Epstein.
The one. I mean, it's something that a lot of people. Meghan Markle was also in the Soho House. They said that she was a girl that was hired to walk VIPs and fill out the red carpets.
We've got 10 minutes left, Paula, before the next slide.
Oh my God, the side chat is so funny.
The side chat is on fire tonight.
Yeah, Defun 28 is just like, I ain't saying she a gold digger.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Just quickly, the last 10 minutes. I want to just get an update if anyone knows what is going on with the German documentary, the tell all, this mega thing that was meant to drop. Has anyone heard anything? Side chat, Paula, Letitia. Maggie, does anyone have any information for me on the bombshell documentary that was meant to be coming out? Anyone?
It's supposed to be coming the first week of December. Apparently, they have signed on the dotted their I's and crossed their T's or whatever it's called. I don't know which way you say it in English. But they were just making sure that whatever legal requirements were needed were there. So apparently it's coming out the first week of December.
Sweet. Wow. That's great news. That is great news. Because I'll be honest with you, when she didn't do her cooking show, I was very disappointed. Right? I could have made content for days.
That's a lie.
Before we go, Ron.
Yeah.
She just published the Daily Mail, that the Duchess is going to sell her jam across malls in America because Netflix is producing that or creating that. How can they be selling anything in the malls across America if she hasn't been able to get herself patented? She hasn't been able to get a trademark. She's been refused 4 times.
Yes.
Listen, I'm not being funny. Unless it's only like 5 malls that are going to have the jam. And when she says sell the jam, you mean you can come in and get a spoonful of it, of her 6 jars of jam. Like, just enough's enough, Megan, right? I'm not being funny, but everyone would have hate bought your jam. I would have bought your jam if you just launched something. In fact, has she got, what is it, American?
She's too lazy. She would have probably only launched like 100 jam.
No, she did
that's
nothing.
That's Megan.
She done nothing. Let's just see where she's at with her website, because
which one, Sussex Royal the Archwell?
This pile of steaming garbage.
No, but I'll show you what the article that came out now. Okay, I'm sharing an article. Oh my God! Prince Andrew secures funds to stay at Royal Lodge after King Charles threat. I wonder how he got that.
Wow! He can just slag it.
That apparently Prince Andrew had secured funds somewhere to stay at the Royal Lodge. This is what I said before. That was a stupid move for Charles to cut him off because he's just going to go back to selling access like he was before, you know?
Okay, yeah, exactly. Last thing.
And the Queen's Guard, oh my God, I'm so sorry. The Queen's Guard is one of my favorite subscribers. She just wrote spicy pink and brown poon thank God the prince. That's literally all that got him. He just needed to have his rock off. Like, yes, Ron, continue.
Wow, I'm seeing her in a different light now.
But Ron, this is what the Daily Express is saying. Meghan Markle's gem to be sold in shopping centers as Netflix gives brand one last push.
Yes, Netflix!
What?
Yes! 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 We're going to have absolutely pointless royal content for you people. I mean, we're going to be talking about how this girl can't make toast. We're going to be talking about her outfits. We're going to be talking about stuff that is illegal, just symphony of safety. Okay, I'm telling you right now, and I'm going to milk this. I'm going to be like this at the milky Netflix teats. Just, oh, Meghan Markle content! That's going to be me. As soon as this
she's
stuff
used up that part.
I'm telling you, sitting and watching something and reacting to it and keeping you entertained, 10 out of 10 for me. No problem.
I don't think I want to taste Meghan Markle's jam.
No, oh, I'm not.
Listen, Meghan.
Did you see how?
First of all, Meghan, I will taste your jam. Second of all, I will happily, you can buy my silence. Like a couple of hundred thousand, and I'll shut this podcast down. Okay, I'll shut it down. Okay, I'm just saying, you can buy my silence. Send me your jam. Send me all of that. I am completely corruptible, Meghan. Send me.
You're
all.
That easily corruptible.
I'm just. I live in a cupboard. All right. Nothing much happens in the cupboard. Okay?
Even Harry Potter was living in a cupboard, and he was adorable.
Nah, I'm not care. I don't care. I'll just make a new podcast. I'll just make a new podcast and it'll be fine.
I thought you were poor. You suck.
Oh no! When it comes to saving kids, I'm basically an uncorruptible Joker character. When it comes to Meghan, just buy my silence.
So jam.
Okay, so somebody was saying that Paris Hilton had stepped away from celebrity. Paris Hilton is actually killing it right now as a DJ and as somebody who makes music. I will say, I'm quite surprised. As a podcaster, I'm more popular than Paris Hilton as a podcaster. Okay. I'm just looking at your numbers, Paris. All right. And fair play to keep the podcast going.
Are you asking her to come on your podcast?
Oh yeah, definitely. Come on. Just watch me sit here going, have a do you know what I mean? I mean, it's just a mad, the woman, do you know, the woman is such a different league. She invented the influencer. Right. She, yep. If there was a big history book of the internet, a massive chapter would be dedicated to this woman and what she done for destroying us all with internet fame.
And just a side note, she's going back with Nicole Richie. They're doing the season finale of they're doing the closing
simple
thing.
Life. Simple life.
Kind of, yeah. They're doing it now. They just did a demo for that.
I'm telling you now. I can imagine the security budget from compared to the first season of that show compared to now is going to be astronomical. But I just want to say, as an artist, as a music creator, she's still smashing it. 1.4 million views, 7.6 million views. It's interesting when you see 7.6 million views sat beside 7,100 views.
That's hot. That's her catchphrase. That's hot.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's what she says. That's hot.
The lady can wear little, in fact, never mind. Doesn't matter what she can wear. She's a very talented lady. Let's just leave it at that. All right. Okay, listen.
That's a first crush, huh? That is a first crush.
I don't know if I would say it's a first crush. My first crush was definitely Kylie Minogue as a young, like a proper tiny child, right? Like six, seven, eight, nine. It was always Kylie Minogue. But yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I was a teenage boy when Paris Hilton became famous for being Paris Hilton. And, you know, I'm just saying. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Same.
Yep.
Pablo was my crush. I was in love.
Was now three official assassination attempts? Was he trying to be killed again? Ooh.
Rob Lowe.
Who the hell is Rob Lowe?
Rob Lowe.
How do you mean you don't know Rob Lowe?
Oh, I don't. I know who Rob Lowe is. Of course, that's you. Of course it is.
And
of course it is.
I just want to say at the end, I want to choose the quote of the day.
Oh, Rob Lowe's a handsome chap.
Yes.
Yeah, Rob Lowe's a handsome chap. He's a very American. He's a very American looking man.
Breaking news. Somebody tried to kill Trump right now, 2 hours ago.
Really?
It was. Listen, I'm getting bored of hearing about Trump getting assassinated. Go and try and assassinate someone else, right? We're bored of it now. You tried three times. You're terrible. You're terrible at this. Whoever's organizing it, it's terrible. Horrible.
They shouldn't right, do well, that. Shame on them.
Okay. Okay. To be fair, what they said is just that. Wait, where is the thing? There was a tentative. And that it was on sale. It was planted by Iranian agents.
Basically, what that means, right, is they're like, right, we need some headlines. We need a juicy headline. And they've just went into the big data system and found a 14-year-old Iranian kid who typed Trump, right? And he said, Trump is the bomb. And now he's been arrested right, for supporting Trump and having his words used against him. All right. I'm just saying. All right. That's just how they do these things.
The quote of the entire chat is Paula M saying hoes need to support hoes.
Yes.
What do you mean? People have to support hoes.
Right. No, listen, we've not got time and I've got some questions. I mean, why no, listen, I've got too many questions. Why is his eyes a completely different shade of orange from the rest of him? He's clearly touched his nose.
They put makeup here, they're white.
But Paula, you're not meant to then touch your nose after the makeup goes on, giving yourself a tiny little white clown nose. Okay. I'm just saying, I'm all for the world leader side of this, but a strong gust of wind and his entire suave charisma is done. Do you know what I'm saying? Look at him pointing his finger as well. He's like that. Smell, wow. Hey, smell this. Smell this, America.
I'm coming for you. That's what he's telling you. I'm coming for
you. No, he's not. He's like, everyone, you guys done the right thing. Okay. All the rest of you all crazy. Right. Listen, thank you very much. We're going to be jumping over to our next live stream now. We'll see you in a couple of minutes, guys. Peace and love. Next week, we'll have the Kevin Blatt interview uploaded. You guys can go and watch Paula's one. Get ready for that. And I love you guys. Peace and love. See you in the next one.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.